Hey everyone, Brian from All Day Ruck Off here. And today's podcast episode is with Eric, where we talk about Rucks on Parade. Rucks on Parade is a virtual event company that's putting on virtual ruck events every month. And I'm excited to have him on to talk about the events that they've put on so far, talk about the ones that they've got planned for the future, figure out how he got involved in rucking and with GoRuck, and just hear how everything's going for him. This is releasing on Thanksgiving, so if you're listening to this on release day, happy Thanksgiving. I really hope that you have a great day, a great holiday, and are able to take some time for yourself. As always, thank you so much for tuning in. You are listening to the All Day Ruck Off Podcast, episode number 129. Thank you so much for downloading this episode, and thank you so much for the support. In this episode, we talk about Rucks on Parade. They can be found at rucksonparade.com. And I talked to Eric before this episode. If you use the code GETSOME, GETSOME, you can get 10% off your order. That code will be in the show notes at alldayruckoff.com/129. But just wanted to toss that out there in case this is something you're interested in after listening to the episode. Thank you again for the support. Really hope you enjoy the episode. Here it is, the interview with Eric. Today, I'm talking with Eric from Rucks on Parade. He is one of three members, along with Paul and Adam. I'm really excited to have Eric on the call to talk more about this, talk about how he got involved in GoRuck and rucking, and see what they've got going on for December. Eric, how are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being on. I appreciate this. I know it's a busy time of year.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, Rucks on Parade, where did the idea of this come from? What is it? What's going on here?
Yes, Rucks on Parade. As you can probably figure out, it's kind of a parody a little bit on the song Bulls on Parade, a little Rage Against the Machine. Growing up, that was some of the favorite music and stuff I used to listen to working out. So, you know, we're coming up for a name. We thought Rucks on Parade sounded pretty cool. But yeah, it's just a website. It's pretty simple. It's a monthly ruck challenge website for those that can come and you know, find a workout and be able to get a patch when you complete that. But yeah, essentially, it's a WOD that we try to combine a little bit of rucking and a little bit of physical training into it, a little PT, to get those people out moving around within the GRT community.
That's rad. I always love more ideas for workouts, and it's nice to be able to look to something like that and plan it out and get excited about an awesome workout for the month.
Yeah, we've had a couple of people say that to us as well. You know, actually, we have a guy here locally. We're out of Grand Rapids, Michigan, but down in Kalamazoo, there's a guy that's always looking for more workouts, and there's a couple of guys here in Grand Rapids as part of the Pathfinder training as we're leading up to a couple of events, and it's just one of those things that we can get some rucking in, get a workout in, and be able to count those miles towards our training program as well.
Perfect. So I'm curious, before we get into the details for some of the previous events, the next events, how did you get involved in rucking, and what was your first GoRuck event?
You know, rucking was just kind of a natural progression. It's one of those things where I was looking at getting healthy, kind of changing the lifestyle, getting out of the day-to-day grind that was kind of pulling me down. And so I started doing some boot camp workouts with some local guys here. And it was just one of those things where, you know, running's cool and running's fun and everything, but I just hate running. The only reason I do it is because it makes me, a better participant cardio-wise. But, you know, really, when I strapped on 20 or 30 pounds on in a ruck and took off and started walking, it was just something that, you know, the camaraderie that comes with, you know, doing it with others and being able to push yourself through a workout, you know, with the weight on just really appealed to me. So, you know, that was one of those things where, you know, I never really knew about rucking. And then it was just kind of a natural progression when the other guys around me started doing it. I was like, man, I am all in. I love this stuff. And it's been It's been fun ever since.
Yeah, I've always loved the community building aspect of rucking, because, you know, when you're out there running, you're there pushing yourself hard and you can, you know, barely breathe and talk. Everyone's got a different pace and you're not really able to connect with other people while you're doing the activity, versus with rucking, I feel like it's definitely community building.
Yeah, you get the running, you know, typically you have your earplugs in or your earphones in and you're blasting music and you're trying to stay motivated because you're out there going solo. Where, you know, when you're rucking or doing these events, you know, you're with a group, you're talking, you're having fun, you're learning more about people, you know, and you're just out there, you know, a lot of times on the trail or on the streets, and you get to know a lot of people, you know, spending a couple hours with them and being able to get a workout doing the same thing as well.
Yeah, you can't beat it, in my opinion. So your first GORUCK event, you know, what kind of an event was it? Was it a light, a tough, something else? And how did that go?
Yeah, so we were kind of building up. I ended up participating in a custom GORUCK event. But the lead up to that, as part of the kind of the training here in Grand Rapids, they hosted a couple of events GORUCK did. With the first one being the 9/11 light. That was my first challenge going into it. Definitely nervous, but, you know, it was kind of more of my eye on the prize was the custom GORUCK event. So I tried out the light really with the idea that, you know, we'll get to line up. We'll get to feel like what the admin process looks like. You know, show us your IDs and your money and, you know, let's check your ruck and, you know, go through that whole scenario and then just kind of feel what it's like to go through an event before I really plunged in with the GORUCK custom.
I love that you bring that up because, I mean, the start of a GORUCK event is unlike the start of probably any other event out there in kind of the racing world.
Yeah, for sure. And it gives a lot of people anxiety, including myself, a little stressed out going into it, not knowing what to expect and like, how do you pack your stuff? And, you know, and thanks to, you know, All Day Ruck Off as well. Like I listened to all of the contents, you know, read all of the articles that I could potentially, you know, find in order to figure out what exactly is going on. And it's still mysterious, you know, until you get there and do it. But, you know, once you get through it once then you realize, it's not so bad. And then you kind of get into the groove of the event and, you know, working as a team. But yeah, going into it, you know, completely first event, it kind of scares you, freaks you out a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. I feel like there's two sides of the fence for it. Either there's people who do a lot of research and, you know, they're nervous going in, or there's people who don't do any research and they don't realize they should be nervous going in.
Yeah, and I don't know which one's better.
Right.
You know.
I mean, how did that event go? What was the length of time on it? I mean, was there anything during it that surprised you? Was there any, you know, memorable moments?
Yeah. So this is a light challenge, and, you know, it's one of those things where I've been, you know, working out for at least a year and a half, been doing a lot of rucking and that kind of stuff. And, you know, obviously going, getting prepared for GORUCK custom, that, you know, wasn't too worried about the physical aspect of the 9/11 light. But the cadre actually did a really good job of kind of simulating what it would be like to be in the stairway, you know, when there was like mass hysteria, you know, when the towers got nailed and that kind of stuff. And, so that was kind of exciting, but, you know, the one thing that was just super interesting is we probably had, I don't know, man, three or four people that were just going all out. And they had not done a lot of training like myself. Even though they were seasoned GRTs, they had not done a lot of training. So it's like we got done with the welcome party, and we went to our first stairwell, and there's just people losing their protein. Like they were throwing up all over the place. And I'm like looking around, I'm like, holy cow, what is going on? So it was pretty wild. So that was kind of an eye opener, but, you know, they got through it. They kind of got into it, but yeah, the first experience at GORUCK event was welcome party and then watch people throw up. So it was pretty wild.
That is wild. I have not seen someone throw up at a welcome party in maybe a couple of years. So that's funny that you had multiples going there at your light.
At the light. I know, exactly. It's pretty wild.
It is. I guess it just goes to show that, light does not equal easy, unless throwing up is easy.
Yeah, exactly. You know what, though? They didn't quit, and that was like kind of like a good precursor of the, hey, we're going to make it through this, you know, whether we're throwing up or not. It's like, I am not quitting, you know, and it was nice to see the guy just, you know, kind of stomach it out for the next, you know, 20, 30 minutes as we're getting through the next evolution. But, man, I was like, what did I get myself into?
Absolutely. I mean, it just kind of shows the whole, the spirit of the event right there. Because I know that there's a lot of events where as soon as someone starts puking, you know, they're out. But takes a lot to rally.
No, I mean, it was good. And people did rally around him. They want to make sure he's doing okay. Actually, I think at one point I grabbed his ruck. And then people were offering some salt tabs and some other things to try to settle his stomach to kind of get him back up to speed. So, yeah, eventually all that kind of worked. And I think it just had to do something with a bad diet that morning. And maybe he was thinking that I've been through all these other events. This light is no big deal. And it caught up with him.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough. I mean, you can definitely get complacent, especially when it comes to some of the shorter events. But, you know, some of those special events, especially in 9/11 events, Memorial Day events, they can be tough, and rightfully so. So how did it feel, you know, finishing up getting your patch? Were you sold on rucking and all of that when you finished the event, or did it take a little bit after that for it to all settle in?
No, the patch thing was on fire. That's one of those things. And one of the things that go with the Rucks on Parade stuff too is, you know, getting done doing this stuff and what do you have to show for it is this patch. And it's cool to go back and kind of look at, you know, all the patches that you've collected throughout the various events and different things and remember what was good. And you probably remember more about what was bad at the event. But that really just kind of put a little taste in my mouth of, yeah, this GORUCK stuff is for real. Like, I absolutely love it. You know, kind of leading into the GORUCK custom event a couple of weeks after that light challenge, I was super fired up for seeing what I could handle, challenging myself, see if there's any, you know, mental blocks I could get over, any physical, you know, aspects that may be gone, and haven't seen everybody kind of lose their cookies there. One guy, so I was like, well, I can't be any worse than that, so I think we'll be okay. But yeah, I mean, as soon as he put the patch on there and everyone starts hugging and doing their kind of thing, it was like, all right, this is pretty neat, this is pretty cool.
Yeah, it is nice to look back at them. And I mean, that's one of the reasons why I love having all my patches up on the board in the office, because you can look back at them and then you instantly remember memories from that event. Like you said, mostly the harder stuff versus the easier stuff, but it all comes back and it's a great reminder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's I need to get a patch board, because now it's like they're all in like a big stack. I actually have them in a koozie that I got at the end of one of these events, and I pull them out and like you forget, and, like you start looking through there and you're like, oh yeah, that's pretty cool. So it's a nice little reminder. And I also like it, I don't know, for me it's just more unique. And it's like you go through all these crazy things for an extended period of time, carrying all this weight and doing all this work, and then you get this patch, and it's a patch. You know, it's not like this huge trophy or a medal or, you know, any of this other stuff. You know, it's just this patch, you know, and it's kind of unique and cool. And, you know, I just think it's something special.
Yeah, they're definitely special. So you finish up the light, you go in, you finish up the custom event. When did you end up linking up with Paul and Adam and coming up with the idea for Rucks on Parade?
Yeah, so that's kind of a natural progression. So we were getting into that. We were all training for the same event, and we were doing a lot of rucking together, and just figuring out different ways to challenge ourselves. And being relatively new to the rucking world, you know, we were unfamiliar with some of these other things that were going on. So we would create these workouts for ourselves in trying to prep for the event. So it was just one of those things that it's like, hey, you know, like I know how to put together a website. And he's like, well, I'll put together the workout. And it's like, okay, well, I have a little experience in artwork. Well, let's check it out and see what we can do. And it's more of a passion really than anything. But you know, we figured, hey, if we're doing this, we might as well bring everyone else that we know into it and create a little group of our own, and we call it the Ruxon Parade.
So when did you get started, and what was your first event?
The first Ruck Challenge was back in September. So, man, we started with something, you know, it's basically taking off the 9/11 light that we did. We did the 9/11 first responder. So we were, you know, we kind of like, similar to like a Go Ruck type stuff, is formulating around events that had happened in that month. And obviously 9/11 is pretty simple. Here in Grand Rapids, we actually have, we call it the Stairway to Heaven. But yeah, there's these stairs off of a main road in Grand Rapids that are just ridiculous. It's like 145 stairs straight up. We actually, we will take September 11th here in Grand Rapids and do those stairs. I think it's 15 times to simulate, you know, the 9/11 stuff. It's just a good workout. It leaves your legs, you know, bowing afterwards, and you can't walk for a week kind of thing. So for us, it was fun. We got a local group together, you know, brought everybody to the stairs and said, okay, we're going to do this 9/11 first responder, and we'll patch you out afterwards if you want to come and check it out. And a lot of people did. So thought it was kind of neat. It was a good first easy, you know, ruck challenge to throw out there. And it's funny. It's one of those things. It's still on the website. We've reduced the cost to it, so it's like $5 for the patch, but it still sells. I mean, people are still doing the 9/11 stuff with the stairs and things. So it's kind of exciting, and it was an easy first month to get us up off the ground.
That's great. So still fairly new, but it sounds like, I mean, you started out with the great first workout. So from that inception of Ruxon Parade, were you planning from the beginning that it was going to be monthly challenges?
Yeah, I think from the beginning, it's just monthly challenges. You know, as we got into it, it's kind of like, hey, you know what, maybe we should start looking at some other products and other things to be able to showcase on the website. But yeah, currently we got the Ruck challenges going, and we may be able to expand here in the next month or so. We've had a couple of conversations with a couple of companies to be able to feature their products on the website. So we've been researching that and the opportunities, and we hope to have some other things for those that are coming to our website and you know, just be able to kind of expand that the rucking culture, rucking products, and things kind of related to that. But yeah, the mainstay here the last 4 months has been rucking challenges, and it's been going pretty well.
I'm glad to hear it. So your first event was that 9/11. The second one was October. I mean, we're in November right now, and then we've got December coming up, obviously, next month. So for the monthly challenges, is it something where someone has to complete it during the month, or can they, you know, go back and can someone do the September challenge, do the October challenge, do the November challenge, and then grab the patches from you off the website?
Yes. Yeah. So that's one of those things where, you know, we have the patches and there's no really restriction of, you know, when can someone do the workout. And that's kind of the thing too, with it being, you know, I guess technically worldwide, but, you know, at least within the United States, is, you know, if you live in Florida, you don't have snow. I mean, yeah, you can go back and do the 9/11 challenge. you know, you have stairs without that kind of stuff, But so we have all that live here in December. We're getting ready, and we just released our December, workout with it being in honor of the Battle of Chosin Reservoir as part of the Korean War. Super exciting. It's actually got a tie to one of our guys here that works on this stuff. So, you know, we like the connection. It hits close to home for us. That particular battle did run from the end of November through mid-December. So it kind of works out, you know, with the December Ruck Challenge and this battle ending mid-December, it all kind of put together. But, you know, after doing some research and learning a lot, you know, about the battle, it just seemed like it all kind of fit together with one of our guys having a connection to it and, you know, it being held in the month of December.
And do you want to get into either the connection or what the workout is going to be?
Yeah, So the connection, and I'm glad you asked that. So we have a guy, Adam, here on our staff at Rucks on Parade that his grandfather was a Marine, actually in the first Marine Division, and he fought in a couple of different wars. He actually was he fought at D-Day, which is really cool, really interesting, and I know GORUCK does a lot of things around the D-Day thing. But then he also fought in the Korean War in this particular battle, the Battle of Chosin Reservoir. So this one is, which is crazy, it's like considered one of the most brutal battles actually known, I think, outside of the Battle of the Bulge. This Battle of Chosin Reservoir was like one of the most violent battles, with as far as casualty rates, weather conditions, endurance, all that kind of stuff. So the 14 days of this battle saw a lot of casualties and just a lot of craziness. But as part of this, it's kind of interesting. So, you know, researching this battle, they found out that, like, the temperature would plunge because there was some type of cold front that came in from Siberia down to Korea, and it got, the temperatures got as low as like negative 36 degrees Fahrenheit. So just absolutely freezing, you know. You got these guys out here, and they're basically, the battle kind of took place around this 78-mile road that connected two different cities. And essentially, the December Ruck Challenge, who's Adam's grandpa, actually, you know, fought in this kind of thing, kind of takes you back into what it would be like, and this is, use that term very, very loosely, because we're not asking anybody to go out there and get, you know, negative 36 degree weather or anything, but we're like, let's simulate, you know, some of that kind of thing that it'd be a soldier, you know, some type of exercises or movements that would remind you of that. Let's simulate, you know, it's December, the snow, the cold temperatures, and try to put somebody in that mindset to be able to earn this patch that, you know, one of the battles of Chosin Reservoir, one of the things that they coined with that is surrounded, not defeated. So that's what the patch kind of plays on, with the surrounded, not defeated, in remembrance of those that fought in the Battle of the Chosin Reservoir.
That is cold. My ruck this morning was in 33 degree weather, and I thought that was bad. That's, you know, I had nothing to complain about.
Yeah, like Adam tells, you know, he knows a lot more about this battle than I do, but he tells of stories where, you know, people were getting shot and different things were happening, but it was so cold that the blood would freeze, and they wouldn't know what was happening. So as people started warming up, as they were getting put back into the, you know, back with the corpsmen into the medical areas, and they were warming up, then they'd really start bleeding and figuring out what problems they had. But yeah, he was telling me stories of people pulling their boots off and their skin sticking to it and all this crazy stuff. And it's just like, oh my good Lord, that would just be absolutely horrendous. All right, that sounds good. Let's make it a December Ruck Challenge. You know?
Seems like the proper time of year for it.
Yeah, so with this, you know, like I had mentioned, it was a 78-mile-long road that connected two different cities. So to get the Ruck Challenge, kind of the workout going, is you can either do first, last, or split it up. Do a 7.8-mile-long ruck. We're not going to say do 78 miles, although some people, I'm sure, out there, they had a month, you know, would want to do the 78 miles. But so as part of this, we just say 7.8 miles, and you can do it before, you can split it up, you know, you can do it afterwards. But the workout really consists of stuff that would kind of put you in that mindset. So this battle was actually done kind of like in very mountainous terrain and different things like that. So we figured we would start with the favorite amongst ourselves is the low crawl. And we added a ruck drag. So basically, you're kind of going 25 yards, you're doing a low crawl, you're dragging your ruck, you're in the snow, you know, your face is getting cold, the snow's all over you, it's going into your clothes, that kind of stuff. And once you go 25 yards, then we kind of stuck with the do 25 squats, 25 mountain climbers, 25 push-ups, 25 sit-ups, and then continue low crawling. And you essentially do that for 100 yards. And by the time you got to the end, you know, of the 100 yards, so you essentially four, you know, different rotations of the exercises and the low crawls, that you'd be pretty cold to get going. So you get to the end, and then we stumbled upon this term. It's called belching. And if you're not familiar with belching, so to get back to the starting line, we're asking you to belch. And essentially, a belch is like a running burpee. You know, so you run 10 yards, you drop down flat onto the ground. Essentially, you're advancing the field without being shot by enemy fire. You know, you're kind of running, then you drop down to the ground, and then you jump back up, you know, like you're finishing the burpee, and you continue to run 10 more yards, jump back down. And you do that until you get back to your start point. So we're asking everyone there to do two sets of those and kind of finish with your mile-long rucks or whatever you're doing. But by the time you get done with this workout, you should be cold. It should be a good workout. It maybe puts you just a little bit into the mindset of what it would be like to be freezing out there, you know, fighting in the battle of the Chosen Reservoir.
Yeah, I've never heard it called belching before, but I've definitely done that at GORK events. And we always called it, I'm up, he sees me, I'm down. And so you get up, run forward while you're saying, he sees me, and then dive down, and I'm down. And it's a...
Nice.
Yeah, probably about 10 yards or maybe a little bit less, but I mean, that's a lot of work. So 7.8 miles total. And so you can either do it the front end, the back end, or split it between the front and the back. So you could do like 3.9 to a location, do the event, and then 3.9 back. And then, and then on that 100 yard stretch, I mean, you've got that 25 yard low crawl ruck drag, which I'm sure will be cold, especially if there's snow on the ground, and you've got those
brutal
four sets. So you'll end up doing, I guess, with each set, 100 squats, 100 mountain climbers, 100 push-ups, 100 sit-ups. And since it's two complete sets, so you'll be doing 200 of each. It's not a bad workout.
Yeah. I mean, it should be good. And this is kind of the theme that we've been doing month over month. It's something that you can get together with some friends or a rec club or whatever, and you can go out and you can nail it, usually in a couple of hours, you know, maybe an hour long, sometimes an hour and a half, depending on how fast you walk. So it's not like a, you know, 3 or 4 week type thing, but it's usually like, we'll take a Saturday, we'll get out there, we'll do the Rucks on Parade, you know, monthly challenge, and get a good workout in, and being able to be patched afterwards.
So that's one of the things that I like about that. And I didn't even realize that I liked about it until you just mentioned it, is that it is something that you can start and end on the same day. It doesn't require you to get together, you know, find time 4 days in the month, or, you know, figure out how you're going to get all the stuff together. You can get your group together one time. You can start it and you can complete it, kind of like a GORK event. Show up, start it, you finish it, and can have all that done together. It's a great idea.
Yeah, and it's awesome. And we ask people to use the hashtag Rucks on Parade. So we got some ruck clubs out there, and as part of our November challenge, as we're finishing up the month here, we actually put together something where you needed to find a friend or a group of friends, because it is the lumberjack ruck essentially. So we're asking you to carry a log and do those type of things. So yeah, I mean, you know, when you ask people to carry logs and doing these different types of exercises, it is kind of simulating a little bit of a go ruck event per se, with, you know, with a theme to it. But you know, it's been taken off. People really like, they seem to like that. It's a little bit different than just going out and rucking. You know, there's no major commitment to it. You know, it's not like you have to you know, write down, you know, oh, I did you know, 4.3 miles today, and then tomorrow I better do that, do it again, you know, because I got to hit a complete total. This is more of, okay, it's Saturday, let's gather everybody up, let's get out there, let's get after it, have a good workout, and you know, move on to the rest of our lives.
I'm going to be doing the November one, but that one is awesome. That's, you know, for those listening who haven't seen it, 3 mile ruck with a log or a sandbag, and then a lot of PT, four sets of 25 burpee ruck jumps, 25 goblet squats, 25 ruck tricep extensions, 25 ruck swings, and then a 200-yard ruck drag, and then a 200-yard suitcase carry. So, I mean, you've got the 3 miles, you've got 100 reps, you've got, what, 400 yards of movement, and multiply that by four, and then finish it up with another 3 mile ruck. So it's definitely a sizable event that you can do with a group of people.
Yeah, we want to make sure you get the full feel of what it'd be like to be a lumberjack, you know, carrying the log and then, you know, walking with a suitcase, you know, you're carrying his stuff through there and, you know, getting after it. And it's fun watching video of people out there doing the ruck swings. And we actually had a ruck club, you know, because, you know, in our head, you formulate all this stuff and it makes sense in your head. But then we had a ruck club each pick out their own log. So there's like 10 people out there walking around with their own log, you know, rucking with their own log. And they're like, oh, I didn't see that one coming, but that works too. You know, like we'll be able to handle that. So that's kind of neat to see, you know, what we cook up and what we think is going to be workout and how it actually turns out, you know, out there in ruck land. So it's fun. So I'd be interested to see how it works out for you.
Yeah, I would have assumed one giant log. For the group, move it 3 miles and do the work. And if you're doing it solo, then grab a sandbag. But the one log per person approach is, I mean, it's not easier.
No, they were definitely working it. That's for sure.
It's the road less traveled, most likely.
Yes. Yeah, definitely. Love it.
So you've got, you know, 3 months under your belt of these events so far. We're going into the fourth month now in December. It sounds like you're having a lot of fun, you know, putting these events together and doing everything related to Rucks on Parade. As you know, Paul and Adam aren't here, but are they having a good time with it as well?
Yeah, definitely. And it, I mean, that's really what it is. You know, if no one else does it, doesn't matter. You know, it's something that we like to do. You know, get the group together, you know, once a time a month and get out there and get after it. And it fits really well in some of the other stuff. So the three of us, we're training for a Tough Light in Detroit coming up in March. And we're doing part of the Pathfinder training and keeping that going. But this also adds mileage. It adds a workout, you know, things that we can do as part of that. And, you know, it's fun just to, you know, get an idea, you know, put it together. It's nice to have partners so that, you know, my crazy brain doesn't blow somebody up because it's too tough or too easy, you know, that kind of stuff, to have some other eyes looking on it. But yeah, I mean, really, it is a passion. You know, we love rucking. We love everything that kind of goes along with that. And just to be able to share it with others and have other people participate in it. And it's, and like I'm sure you know, it's like you put together content, you throw it out there, and it's fun just to watch the social media, watch people have fun with it. You know, fun to watch a ruck club carry their own logs separately. You know, it's just, you know, we get excited about it, and, you know, we love to be able to share our passion with others as well. So, you know, it's guys like you, Brian, with the All Day Ruck Off that keep us motivated and keep us going. And, you know, we just appreciate anyone that gives us a look. And, you know, even if you don't do the patch, you still got the workout out there. And if we can help you get out there and get after it, you know, feel free to use it.
That's great. And I love the, you know, the motivation and the idea behind it. Because I remember years and years ago when I did my first run of patches and I did, you know, my first pretty much all that stuff. I remember thinking, you know, even if no one buys this, no one at all, it's like, I still want it for myself. So it'll be worth it. And it's just interesting to see where everything's gone from there. And it's, I think that's just a great place to be coming from, because then you're not really disappointed, because at the end of the month, you've gotten an awesome workout in with your friends, and that's what matters.
Yeah, exactly. And we got, really, this is where we're starting and just kind of getting under our belts here. And we'll be interested to see what goes and kind of keep an eye on the rucking community as well. And, you know, there might be something else that pops up out there that will keep people interested or keep us interested that, you know, we want to share with others too. But, you know, for the time being, you know, the monthly ruck challenge and being able to get our friends together and go out there and get after it. And, you know, when it's, you know, it's not negative 36, but when it's cold out and it's snowy and, you know, you just don't want to do it, it's like, well, we have this monthly challenge. We're asking everyone else to do it. We're going to get out there and we're going to be, you know, kind of putting it all together. So, yeah, it does give you something to look forward to and maybe some of those climates that are not as attractive to others that we can stay motivated and, you know, keep training and keep putting forth that the goal of being together, having camaraderie, plus then getting a good workout in.
a great way to hold yourself accountable, because how can you ask everyone else to do this workout and not complete it as a group yourselves?
Oh, that's, gosh. That's perfect. I know.
Can you imagine?
You gotta be willing to do it yourself. That is the number one thing. We do all this stuff, and we wouldn't ask anyone else to do it if we didn't do it. So that is definitely a good point.
So you mentioned that you've got a tough light coming up that you're excited about your training for. Is there anything else on your 2020 calendar that you're excited about or looking to sign up for?
Yeah, you know, the cool thing about rucking is that you can include your family in this. So, yeah, the tough light, that's kind of, you know, that's on my radar of you know, try to push my physical limits and see, you know, see how far we can go and do that. But then the star course is definitely one that is kind of popping up. And looking at that and trying to find one that offers multiple distances so that I can get out there and do, I don't know if I'm completely 50 mile, you know, worthy, but definitely 26, you know, is definitely doable. And then be able to have the wife and the kids out there also competing in the event. And of course they would elect probably not to do the 26 mile, you know, maybe more of a 5K or 10K or whatever, you know, may be offered. So it's just exciting to be able to find something along those lines to where we can incorporate everybody and they can come out and see, you know, see what we're doing and kind of enjoying the community as well and bringing the kids along to be able to enjoy that. So I believe we got some stuff pinpointed. There's some coming up around the Michigan area, some star challenges. I think they have some in Detroit, Indianapolis, Chicago. Just trying to find the timing and then making sure the weather kind of clears up so that everybody has a good experience. But definitely a star course in the first quarter of next year, you know, maybe even getting a little bit into the summer for sure.
Perfect. And it's been so fun to watch that, you know, especially the shorter distances, because I know there's been a lot of people who've brought their kids out and I've seen a lot of just really, really great pictures. I've got a buddy who, you know, he's got a young child and he'll rock with him in the his baby carrier, and I believe they all did the 12 mile together. And so it's it makes for an adventure with the family, and you get your kids out there and exposed to it and having fun too. And it becomes less of like, this is what my parents do, or this is what my mom or my dad does. It's, this is what we can kind of all do together in some respects.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's funny. My oldest son, he's carrying around a bullet ruck, you know, and he's got his own patch on there and he's got all his camera gear and everything that he does and puts it in there. And it's definitely turning into a passion of the family, and it'll be fun to be able to include him in some of this stuff, you know, cause he's got to grow up and mature a little bit before a light becomes a possibility. But, you know, a star course, that's definitely doable. And he gets his own patch. And, I mean, not that he doesn't get one from Rucks on Parade every month, whether he does the workout or not. But, you know, to be able to actually have him out there and see everyone and, you know, and take a look at all that kind of stuff is super exciting. And we just got to get through some of this winter weather here in Michigan before I can get them out on the road there and, you know, complete that star course.
Well, you have to let me know how that goes, because I've got, you know, two kids of my own, and hopefully I'll have them out at events someday. And I'd love to hear how that goes for you.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's definitely a family thing. Even my wife's kind of getting into that too. There's some stuff with, physical therapy that she can't do, but walking is definitely one that's on the list of things you can do when you exercise. So she may not be able to go like full blown, like, you know, 70 pounds on her back, but she can definitely, you know, tone it down and be able to get out there and walk. And, you know, I can always up the weight too to make sure that I get, you know, what I'm looking for. And everyone kind of sits in that happy zone, and we're all out there doing it together, and that's what it's about.
Yeah. I mean, I've said this on a number of other episodes, and I'll say it again. I love that I can go out there with a ruck, and even if I'm just walking with my kids, I can throw an extra weight if we're going a slower pace, and it's still an awesome workout. Throw the 45 in there and maybe an extra plate or something, and even a, you know, 2 mile round trip walk to the park is a okay workout.
You know, it's funny to say that out loud, but, you know, in actual practice, you know, like we'd go to the park, you know, and like I'll put like the 30 plate and the 20 plate in my ruck and be like, oh, yeah, it's only a couple of miles. And it's like, you know, we walk 2 miles and all of a sudden I'm like sweating bullets and I'm like out of breath. I'm like trying to keep up with the family, be like, oh, yeah, this is a great workout. I'm like, I just got to keep up now with the kids. You know, I might have put too much weight in there and it's. You know, but like you're saying, by the end, you know, it's like, it's a good workout. Everyone had fun. But, you know, when I'm in it, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's such a good idea. And then, oh, my gosh, maybe I put too much in here. So it's definitely a balance to getting to know the weight.
Yeah, I try and plan it out, the amount of weight, depending on what park we're going to. We have a park that's a quarter mile away. We also have parks that are a mile away, a half a mile. And so when we go to the quarter mile one, I'll usually throw a 45 in there and then maybe a 20 or something or a 30 because, you know, it's going to be half a mile total. That's not so bad. But then we'll get to that quarter mile park and we'll be there for 10 minutes. And my kids will be like, you know, Dad, we really want to go to the pirate ship park. And that's the park that's another mile away. It's like, oh, all right, here we go. You know, 775 in the ruck. I thought I was just doing half a mile, but I guess we're doing more. So
yeah you do that a couple of times and you learn a little bit that maybe I'll just take it a little bit easy and get after it, you know, when I'm by myself.
Yeah.
But it's all good. It's all good.
Yeah, I definitely learned a couple lessons from those experiences, both in amount of weight carried over distance and how quickly my children can change their decisions.
It does happen, that's for sure.
It does. Well, Eric, I mean, I don't want to keep you on for too much longer. I know you're busy. It's the holiday season. I'm really thankful that you're able to take this time, carve it out of your day, you know, dad joke pun intended, since this will be released on Thanksgiving. But I appreciate you being here with me for this. Is there anything else you want to talk about? Obviously, rucksonparade.com. I'm going to throw a link to it in the show notes. Anything else you want to talk about before we get going?
No, you know, I just want to say, you know, once again, thank you to yourself and all the education that you bring to this thing called rucking. You know, love to see the Go Ruck stuff creating a sport out of it and bringing up the national championships and everything coming into it. So it's just exciting to be part of the community and being able to play a small part in that. But thanks for all that you do. Thanks for having us on. And thanks for those out there in Ruckland that support our website and everything that we're doing. So thank you.
Thank you so much for downloading the All Day Ruck Off podcast. This has been episode number 129. Truly appreciate the support, and I hope you enjoyed learning more about Rucks on Parade, hearing some of the stories about Eric's first event, and maybe you've got a new workout to do over the coming holiday. One of the nice things, like Eric mentioned, all of the workouts that they have are available on their website. So you can go out there, do the workout, buy the patch, don't buy the patch. If you want to support them or you don't have the money, either way, you can get a solid workout in. So I definitely think that's an awesome bonus there. If you do end up buying the patch, you can always use the code GETSOME, GETSOME, for 10% off. And that should be valid. Talk to Eric about it forever. So if you're listening to this now, if you're listening to this in the future, you should be able to use it. Fingers crossed. If you enjoyed this episode and want to support the podcast, you can always leave a review on either iTunes or on Facebook. Just search for All Day Ruck Off. If you have any issues with the episode, you can always send an email directly to me, Brian, spelled B-R-I-A-N, at alldayruckoff.com, and I would love to talk to you about it. If you want to support the podcast financially, you can hit up the store, alldayruckoff.com/store. Lots of rucking gear, rucking accessories, all that good stuff in there. And then finally, you can support through Patreon, patreon.com/alldayruckoff, where there's a few added bonuses for supporting that way. Thank you so much again for the support. Thank you for downloading this. If you're listening to this either release day or a couple days after, hopefully you've been able to score a piece of gear or something from Go Ruck's Black Friday sale. Fingers crossed they'll be doing events for Cyber Monday. They did that the last 2 years. Hopefully they'll do it again this year, because there's definitely a list of events I'm eyeing up, and I know that there are a list of events other people have that they'd really like to score on a discount. So fingers crossed, Cyber Monday, there will be event discounts again this year. Hopefully you get to spend some time this weekend with friends and family and those you care about. I'm thankful for your support. I just want you to know that. And as always, don't forget, attitude is everything. Keep yours positive and drink hard, rock harder.